The time had been when Dick had thought he could control, could regulate the temperature of these sudden cold fevers that burned and chilled his friend. He had been mistaken, and in the aftermath of that discovery, had grown very unsure of Perry, not at all certain what to think, except that he felt he ought to be afraid of him, and wondered really why he wasn't. "Deep down," Perry continued, "way, way rock bottom, I never thought I could do it. A thing like that."
"How about the nigger?" Dick said.
Silence. Dick realized that Perry was staring at him. A week ago in Kansas City, Perry had bought a pair of dark glasses, fancy ones with silver lacquered rims and mirrored lenses. Dick disliked them. He'd told Perry he was ashamed to be seen with anyone who'd wear that kind of flit stuff. Actually, what irked him was the mirrored lenses. It was unpleasant having Perry's eyes hidden behind the privacy of those tinted reflecting surfaces.
"But a nigger," said Perry. "That's different."
The comment, the reluctance with which it was pronounced, made Dick ask,
"Or did you?
Kill him like you said?" It was a significant question, for his original interest in Perry, his assessment of Perry's character and potentialities, was founded on the story Perry had once told him of how he had beaten a colored man to death.
"Sure I did. Only a nigger, it's not the same."
Then Perry said,
"Know what it is that really bugs me? About the other thing? It's just that I don't believe it. That anyone can get away with a thing like that. Because I don't see how it's possible to do what we did and just 100% get away with it. I mean, that's what bugs me. I can't get it out of my head that something's got to happen."
Though as a child he had attended church, Dick had never come near a belief in God, nor was he troubled by superstitions. Unlike Perry, he was not convinced that a broken mirror meant 7 years' misfortune, or that a young moon, if glimpsed through glass, portended evil. But Perry, with his sharp and scratchy intuitions, had hit upon Dick's one abiding doubt. Dick, too, suffered moments when that question circled inside his head. Was it possible? Were the two of them, honest to God, going to get away with doing a thing like that? Suddenly, he said to Perry, "Now just shut up!" Then he gunned the motor and backed the car off the promontory. Ahead of him, on the dusty road, he saw a dog trotting along in the warm sunshine.